So I'm just going to talk a little bit about why I go to church personally. At first, I kind of felt like I needed to define what church was to me. And to me, church is a meeting of a group of people following and growing in Christ. It's not about the building. It's not about the altars or the rules, regulations, traditions. It's not about special songs. It's about the people. So people are all different. We all have important roles. We have a pastor or a speaker that gives a new lesson for each person to kind of ponder or think through throughout the week. We have elders to give perspective and wisdom for the younger people that don't quite know where we're going yet. We have peers that support us, and we get to support as well, people that we can walk alongside and that we know that we're walking together. And then there's the children, and they're there to help simplify everything. They're the kind of simple perspective on faith that we often kind of lose as we get older. And we all have different roles, different experiences, different backgrounds. All of us have different places that we grew up. Everything about us can be considered different. No one's the same. And that's what gives us the different perspectives on faith and on God. As something normal to one person may be a revolutionary solution to the next person. It's like in Proverbs 27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So, in conclusion, we cannot live our life of faith alone. We need other people. Someone put it to me this way: each individual is an ember. Alone, we burn with a small light. Together, we make a flame. Our experience with each other at church helps reignite our embers. Whether a kind word or a song, the message, or simply a hug, we suddenly have enough fire to last the week. That's why I go to church. I want my ember, my faith, to remain strong enough to face the world and warm enough to light other fires or reignite old ones. So I'm going to finish off with a verse, Hebrews 10:24-25. It says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as the new day is approaching.